disturbing. A man in Tempe tells our TV partners at ABC 15 that he found cat parts in his yard.
Part of a tail in our front yard. There was a completely severed head that was missing a left ear for whatever reason. And then there was two legs.
Yes, body parts of a cat or cats. And he says his neighbors also found cat parts in their yard. As someone who's had pets attacked by coyotes, my thoughts head in that direction. We just moved into a house where the backyard walls are tall enough that we don't have to accompany our dogs to go potty. We had to pay our veterinarian thousands of dollars after a coyote picked her up in his mouth and shook her in the backyard of our old house. But in Tempe, Bob Garside, the man who made this awful discovery, tells our TV partners at ABC 15 he believes this was something more evil.
It was clear that it wasn't done by another animal.
And it doesn't look like it's isolated to this neighborhood either. According to online posts, dead cats have been found in alleys. And one person on the Nextdoor app says they found cat parts outside McClintock High School. This is done by a kid or any human. We should all be disturbed, even if you don't own a cat. Psychologists have two main theories concerning childhood cruelty to animals. The graduation hypothesis says that there's something wrong with the individual who abuses, or in this case, dismembers animals, and they graduate from animal abuse to violence against humans. The other theory is that a child who's cruel to animals may have someone in their life who's cruel to them, and or they live in an environment of domestic violence. Either way, instead of wanting to find the person dismembering cats in Tempe so we can string them up, we need to catch them so we can get them help for their sake, for our pets' sake, and for the sake of the future of our society.